You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Another crazy stat from last night, B-Mitch. Since 1975, teams with 400-plus yards, no giveaways, no sacks taken, and getting three or more takeaways were 79-0. Now, yeah. After the Rams lost, it is now 79-1.
Yeah.
All right. All is quiet, all is bright for at least 1 week up in the city of brotherly love. B-Mitch, we're about to connect with your boys up there. Hugh and Joe, are they with us now?
Just keep getting the 5 yard, 4 yard.
Yeah, we got to get Jeff off.
Yeah, okay. Jeff, appreciate it. I know, I was just letting him finish his thought. I got you. All right, let's get to our crossover with our guys.
We have guests.
106.7 The Fan, Steve Saban, and B. Mitch, Brian Mitchell with us right now. Guys, how you doing?
B. Man, we're doing good, but y'all got us coming on, and you're going to have some damn caller. Tell him to go.
Well, we did. We had him go. Yeah.
You gotta set it up properly, man.
Thanks to me.
Well, sometimes you control the phones. Hugh's been hanging up on people lately just because.
Hey,
tell me bitch about that?
Hugh, every once in a while when they start talking too much, just drop them off. Bam.
No, listen, let me tell you. Y'all think I'm bad? This guy we talking to right now?
In terms of petty?
Way worse than me.
More petty than you?
Way worse than me.
I don't believe that. I don't know.
I know what I'm talking about and they don't. I'm not listening to him.
You know, the better trick is you put them on mute. And so they keep talking, and they don't know that they've been hung up on.
Oh, yeah, put them right on hold. It's one of my favorite tricks.
I do that a lot.
Wait a minute, B-Mitch, are you on Twitter?
Down, huh? And then
are you on Twitter?
Talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should see his Twitter feed.
He can't be as petty.
No, I don't really, like, I post stuff, but I don't go back
to engage.
I don't engage too often. If I do engage, it might go on all day. But I don't try to engage too often because most people on those things anyway, they're just trying to irritate you anyway.
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I do. But you know what my goal is this year?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start reading Bible scriptures on the air, and I'm going to quit Twitter beef.
No one believes you.
Well, good luck on that.
You're telling lies on the air, I see.
Good luck on that.
B-Mitch, I'm trying to turn over a new leaf, man. I'm going to do better.
You know what, B-Mitch, is literally my quote on my Twitter feed? I ain't here to fight the whole internet today.
8.
That's a good one. Hugh, you should take that
I'm
advice.
Trying.
Because Hugh will take on the whole internet.
Right, yeah. If you want, you can fight the whole internet.
Yeah. I'll try.
Any given
I'll
day.
Some days I wake up and I'm like, I'm here for this, and I'll go like a whole hour and a half and piss off everybody. Then I leave. They continue.
We cut from the same cloth.
Wake up feeling frisky.
Because like, what happens is they just start talking and they start sitting all kind of stuff, and they don't realize, once I leave, I don't look at it ever again.
That's good.
Yeah, I go to the next section.
I'm kind of on that page. But boy, when I look at it and they catch me on one of them days, oh, it's going down.
Yeah, then he comes in here. He's like, I'm turning over a new leaf today. No more. All right, guys, let's talk some football. We got a game tomorrow. And look, when the schedule came out, I think you guys probably thought the same thing. These games were going to be super meaningful between these two teams coming off of last year. Yeah. They're not for the Commanders. They are for the Eagles. All right. But let's just start here. What the heck happened to you guys this season? I mean, last year, we're in the title game against you guys. This year, it seems like it's just been a season from hell. What happened?
It's you start getting injuries and all that stuff, and I know people they think that's an excuse, but once you start getting injuries, everything is thrown off. I think the whole chemistry got thrown off. Terry not coming into camp early. All that stuff messed up the offense. But you know what? You got to do better. And this year, it didn't happen for them. I think they got to get back to the little. They tried to go after it after going last year to the championship game, and they say, oh, we just add a few pieces. Well, it didn't work that way. You should have kept building. I think they need to get more of a base, and then they can move forward.
When you remember these games, B-Miss, what are some of the things that you remember fondly about playing against the Eagles when you were back then it was another team, but the Commanders?
Well, the thing about it is I think – no matter what the records are, you can't say it. You can't
tell them again, B-Miss. Tell them again.
You can't relax on that because let's be real. I know players like to say, oh, man, we don't overlook anybody. That's a bunch of crap. You look down at a team that's not playing well and you know that you're a better team, you normally just slack somewhere along the way. And that other team knows if they can get up on you and make that pressure jump on you, it's hard as hell to just flip the switch in a football game. So if you're the favorite and you start messing around, have turnovers and things like that, and the game comes down to it, and that other team is winning, when you start pressing, you mess up. And I think that's one thing the Eagles don't want to have to do. Because, we've seen the offense turn the ball over sometimes this year. Mm. Jalen has had his up and down moments. So and I don't know what type of quarterback completely he is. He's won the Super Bowl. He's done some things. But there are games you look at and you go, what the hell is going on? Because he doesn't look like the Super Bowl winning quarterback.
Yeah, you want to talk about this rivalry? Here's something to trigger, Brian. Ready? November 12th, 1990.
Body bag.
Monday Night Football body bag game. 9 Redskin players left the game with injuries. And who finished the game under center? What's the last score in the box score? Mitchell, 1 yard run.
How about that?
28-14, the final score. Buddy Ryan had boasted before the game, we're going to beat him so bad, we're going to have to be carted off in body bags. And sure enough, that's what happened.
Came back later on and then won that game in the playoffs, though.
A little reminder there. I told you, let that one slide.
His petty runs deep.
Yeah, no, I can hear it.
All right, listen, you know I was up there for 3 years, and everybody was like, man, you remember the body bag game? I'm like, there's another part to that whole story. They said, what do you mean? I said, the playoffs. Oh, we don't want to talk about that.
we cut that story off right there. All right, guys, I'm going to come back to the Jalen thing in a second, your thoughts on him. But in terms of the Commanders, what you're seeing, because there's two types of teams late in the season. We watched the Raiders here last week against the Eagles, I think that Raiders team is quit. I mean, they're just done. I didn't see it. They stink, I know that, but also I didn't feel like they wanted to be here. The Commanders, are they still playing hard for Dan Quinn? I know they won last week. What kind of effort do you expect out of them tomorrow? And they play 3 division games to end this. They play Eagles, Cowboys, Eagles to finish this thing.
They still playing for Dan. I think they really, really are trying to get it. Some teams, you're right. Like when the Raiders, they look like the old Cardinals back in the day. They already had their U-Hauls on the back of their truck. They're ready to go home.
That was bad.
But I believe that this team understands. And I think, you know, like young guys in football today, they don't understand a lot of the rivalries. But I think they understand the NFC East. And I think they're going to be ready to play. So if they're not, they will be embarrassed by the Eagles because they see that. But if they could come out there ready to play, and they're going to be given some opportunities, I believe, in this game. And it could be a tight one.
There's several teams that have become non-functional. The Raiders are one of them. You guys saw that last week. Mm-hmm. 75 yards of total offense. I think the game ended in, what, 2 hours and 40 minutes?
Yeah, it was one of the quickest games in the history of the NFL.
They're like, okay, we're done here. Let's move on. I don't get the sense that the Commanders are non-functional or that they've quit. But how do you explain, Mitch, the zero against Minnesota?
I can't.
Was that just everything just went wrong?
I was watching that game, and I'm serious. I thought I was living in, like, outer space or something.
I mean, they single-handedly
I can't answer that one.
They took the shock paddles to J.J. McCarthy's entire career and went, clear, and they brought him back to
life. I hope that's the only game they play like that the rest of the year.
I hope so, too. But it didn't look like they were quitting. They just sucked.
Yeah.
In every
regard. When I watched them the last few weeks, I felt like that too. I don't think it's quitting because they played the Broncos tough. What was the last week in November?
Yeah.
I mean, the Broncos haven't lost in months, and that took a 2-point conversion to finish. So I think the Commanders are still playing hard. We'll see how it looks tomorrow.
You know what, though, Joe? Speaking of quitting, because I remember when I was in Atlanta, Marcus Mariota quit on the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah, he said, I'm out.
And he's.
They were trying to screw him, though, man.
No, but I was watching Hard Knocks. And they're talking about he's playing well. What is he doing that's making him play as well as he's been playing lately?
I think he understands. He and Cliff works well together. He understands his offense. And I think he sees himself in a different way. He came here knowing he was a backup.
Mm-hmm.
He came in knowing he was going to be that guy that could get into the game if something happened to Jaden. And I think he's just embraced that. In Atlanta, they told him he was going to be the starter.
No, he was the starter, B-Mitch.
I know.
They quickly benched him for Desmond Ritter.
Wait a minute. I know what you're saying, B-Mitch, and you're right, but he had opportunities. Like, y'all, I was there. You need to go back. Like, he played horrible. And when they decided to bench him towards the end of the year, he got mad and left. He took his ball and went home.
Well, I can tell you, he took his ball, came here, and he ain't been quitting since.
So, I mean, I guess the change of scenery. I guess he ain't liking it in Atlanta. It was too dark for him. I don't know, man.
He's played well.
He's had that one play like weekly. Mm-hmm. He'll play damn good football and he'll have one little hiccup.
Yeah.
And I think if he can stay away from the hiccup, he could do some good things on the field.
Man, because I'm looking at his stat line, 211 yards last week.
He's running a lot too. Yeah. I mean, he's run for like 40 or 50 yards a game recently.
He can still scoop.
Yeah.
He's like an older dude like I was and still can outrun him.
He is a decidedly non-awful.
We ain't got to tell family business on there like that.
He is a very much non-awful QB2, and there's a lot of teams in this league that would kill for that kind of a guy.
Well, the Eagles had him here a couple years ago.
Non-awful QB2.
Teams have awful QB2s.
I know that sounds like an insult,
but I'm just saying. I mean, most teams looking for a QB that's non-awful.
All right, let's talk about QB1. B-Mitch, you referenced Jalen Hurts earlier. I mean, we've been fighting about Jalen here all year, even though he is a Super Bowl champion, and he's obviously been an excellent Eagles quarterback in balance over the 5 years. But this year, I think, Bemis, there was a sense off the Super Bowl that was like a launching pad. Now he was going to be that kind of guy on most weeks, and that just hasn't been his season this year. He bounced back last week before that really rough five-game stretch, which ended with that Chargers game on Monday night. When you watch Jalen, what do you see?
I see a guy. Well, I watched Jalen all the way back to college, and I've had a great respect for him because of how he handled the whole thing with Tua. You know, many guys would have been running away. He stood right there and hung in there. But I think, and Hugh and I played with Donovan. Donovan's my cousin, okay? Donovan had the mindset where he wanted to prove that he wasn't a running quarterback. And I think Jalen has a little bit of that in him, too. He can run the ball, but he refuses to do it at times when he could and just continue moving the chains, okay? I think he needs to utilize every bit of experience he has after this week, though. Every bit of ability he has. Because he can be the times when he'll go in these games, he'll have like 14, 15 passes. He's not doing well, but he won't have any rushing yards. He'll have a small amount. He can break a game wide open. And I know there's times when he's gotten hit, but hell, get 10 and get down. But I think he needs to utilize everything that he has in his arsenal against teams, and he'll be a much better quarterback.
Steve, what do you think of Jalen?
I look at him, and I just know from friends up there, and I listen to you guys when I'm going to visit Philly. I'll be up there tonight in Phoenixville, so I'll be tuning in to the whole lineup and all that. I feel like there's a similar arc to the way McNabb got to be up there, where he was objectively a really good quarterback, and yet the gripes kept piling up about things mm-hmm. that weren't quite as good as people wanted them to be.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing about that you make about, you know, stigmatizing of like, I want to be a pocket passer. I'm more than just a running quarterback. It's the dumbest thing ever because there's so many plays where a simple run for a guy that's got some wheels moves the chains and completely affects the defense.
It's all that matters.
So I don't get that. I want to ask you guys about where is the A.J. Brown meter at the moment? Because I know there was that early stuff complaining about targets, and then more and more when I watch him, I'm like, dude, you should have caught that. Dude, you should have caught that. Where are they at on A.J. Brown?
Well, the temperature was raised a couple weeks ago because that Monday night game against the Chargers when Jalen had all the turnovers, A.J. was partially responsible for that loss. I mean, he had a drop at the end in the end zone. They could have won the game. He dropped one off his hands that became an interception. He didn't play great that night, even though he had about 100 yards. So, yeah, I would say people have been frustrated with him. It feels like we're in a war. I mean, this kind of reminds us back to 20 years ago with the quarterback and the receiver, right? And I think at some point, guys, the Eagles are going to have to choose between keeping Jalen or keeping A.J. I mean, that time might come this offseason. Here, where do you think everyone is right now with A.J.?
You would keep the wide out over your quarterback?
Well, I wouldn't. I think the Eagles might.
I think people like the wide out. I mean, I don't know because I hear the players talk, B. Mitch, and then I see stories written. It's kind of hard to say because, you know, the media members, they're talking to somebody.
Somebody tells you something.
Yep.
Yeah, but I'm talking to the players, and the players don't have a problem with him. So I don't know. Like, it's one of those ones I don't know who to believe.
Yeah.
It's almost like half the fan base is like, stop talking, and half is like, hey, he's right. He's got a point. Something wrong with the offense in the passing game.
Yeah.
But
if he's right, he better catch the damn balls that's going through both
that's
hands.
That's it. Yes. If you're going to talk, you better make the plays. Guys, we appreciate you guys doing this.
Right,
have
man.
A great rest of your show, and enjoy the game tomorrow.
All right. Y'all take care.
There
hey,
they
you
go.
Too,
106.7 The Fan.
All right. How about that? That was a wild statement that they may have to choose – between A.J. Brown or Jalen Hurts, I'm like, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
It makes no sense.
I'm like, point me to another time in the modern NFL that a team chose a wideout over a quarterback who is on
I don't know if they did it, but you mentioned Donovan and T.O., the same type of situation happened.
Oh, maybe that's what they're going on.
And let's be real. The guy that seems to be a little brash and outlandish is the one that they're going to go along with. He matches their personality.
A.J. Brown, I thought, was older. He's only 28. But
he matches their personality just like T.O. matches their personality. Donovan and Jalen don't match the personality of the city.
All right. I will confess that I am a secret, and I was a secret T.O. stan back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love the way he played the game because even though he was a crying lunatic at times, and mm-hmm. a very high-maintenance diva wide receiver, that guy loved football.
Yeah.
And so I don't get the sense with A.J. Brown, the whole book thing in the sideline, the fact that he seems to look like he's quitting or not giving full effort at times now, which would really piss me off if I was an Eagle fan. I'm like, is he even trying out there? What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
To think that they would side with him over Hurts is kind of crazy. But you're right. I didn't think about that with McNabb and T.O. that they did kind of choose that. I would say, though, that's almost been 20 years ago now. I would say that the NFL has changed where you're not going to give up a QB1 that you can win with and won the Super Bowl with for just a wide receiver. I don't see it. Yeah. I don't know if there's any other comp.
I lean towards what you're saying in that.
In the last 10 years, I don't see anyone that's done that. But what's fascinating is we're going to have on the market next year a lot of low mileage, expensive used cars that have had engine trouble in the form of Kyler Murray, Tua Tagovailoa, and there was a third guy that got.
I don't see a lot of interest being in Kyler Murray.
I didn't say a lot. I mean, these are flood damaged vehicles that are nice BMWs that there's a big note on. There's a lot of money left on them that they got to get rid of. The Cardinals and the Dolphins know we got to shut these guys down so they don't get hurt because we need to exit them.
The thing about it, like, I look at the Kyler Murray thing, and when I met Kyler Murray at the Super Bowl or the draft, I'm like, this guy here is rather small.
He's tiny.
And
short.
He, see, that was a him and Cliff thing. Cliff liked him. and wanted to get him. And he had done a lot of stuff with him.
Yeah.
But, like, in this league, that guy right there has to do exceptional things to have clear passing lanes. And he has the ability to run around and do his stuff.
He's exciting as hell.
But once you start getting those little knee injuries and things like that, it starts to take away. Like, Bryce Young is now starting to get it, but Bryce Young is a pocket passing quarterback.
Right.
Doesn't run around a lot. And I thought he would have trouble early on because, hey, I'm just going to rush and get my hands up. I'm going to make you have to throw it a little higher off your release point, and it'll affect your whole game. And it did. Now you see where he's getting a little half rolls and things like that, and he's starting to get a little better. But Kyler, his secret weapon is his exceptional jitterbugness. Mm-hmm. He can move around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if he's going to be able to move around like that. He's had injuries the last 2 years. So I don't know if the interest in him would be as high as it was early on.
I don't know either who would want to get into the Kyler Murray or Tua Tagovailoa business, because both guys I think are very flawed. But it's a quarterback hungry league, and somebody's going to take a flyer.
Yeah, they just pulled a guy 44 years old off a couch to come in and play,
which is a joke.
So that says a lot. If I was a former quarterback, I'm getting ready now. I mean, if you're a guy who's just out the league, start working, man. You got a chance.
Yeah. I mean, look at the Jets pulled in Justin Fields thinking, he could be the guy. Nope. Mm-hmm. The Giants pulled in Russell Wilson going, he could be the guy. Nope.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is going to be the same thing with a bunch of guys who got paid well ahead of there being certainty that they were worth that much money, because that's what the league has become. If you don't have a quarterback, you are literally wandering in the desert.
That's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
They put all that focus on the quarterback.
And by the way, if the Giants don't win again, and let's say the Titans and the Raiders somehow win a game, or the Giants win the tiebreaker, I got to go to tankathon.com to see who's currently in the number one spot. I would seriously, if I'm the Giants, think about taking another quarterback. If they think they're set with Jackson Dart, they're crazy.
Oh, they think so.
They're crazy. They are going to stay the Giants. And you know what? I hope they do think that, because that's good for us.
Jackson Dart is young B. Mitch. Nobody could tell me what I'm going to do.
Yes.
I'm serious. That's how I was when I was like young, 16 years old, 15. Don't do that. This is what I do.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't seem to want to learn. He better learn real quick.
Did you ever watch the Gruden quarterback camp interview with him?
Yeah.
And basically Jackson Dart's guy, I want to be a +2 guy on every play. And Gruden's like, what is that? He goes, well, I want to get 2 more yards after contact. And Gruden looked at him like, are you a moron?
You're not a fullback, dude. And a fullback that does it all the time is going to have problems later on in life.
Right.
So let's be real.
Yeah, he's like, you're a quarterback. You don't need the +2. They need you to not be in the blue tent, which, by the way, he's been in for 50% of his games now in the pros.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Can we switch gears a bit, B. Mitch, and talk some college football in the next segment?
Yeah.
Because we got playoffs today. I feel like Jim Mora. Playoffs? Don't talk to me about playoffs. We got Alabama, Oklahoma tonight, 3 games tomorrow. And I'm going to dare to ask a blasphemous question, which is this round even necessary? We'll talk about it next. B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan.
This sports update is brought to you by the Downtown DC Holiday Market. Philadelphia is on the brink of becoming the NFC East's first repeat champion since the Eagles won the division 4 straight years from 2001 to 2004. Now, the Eagles need to win one of their 3 regular season games left on their schedule, or have the Dallas Cowboys lose any one of their 3 remaining contests. So Philly does have the opportunity to clinch when it comes on Saturday afternoon against the Washington Commanders for this matchup. But if the Commanders hope to spoil or at least delay the Eagles' NFC East coronation, they're going to do it with Marcus Mariota under center. That is on Saturday, 5 p.m., Commanders versus Eagles. It's back, D.C. The Downtown Holiday Market runs November 21st through December 23rd, noon to 8 daily. Shop local, grab treats, and feel the holiday magic between 7th and 9th Streets Northwest. DowntownDCHolidayMarket.com. From the Crop Medcap 5-Star Sports Desk, Savannah McCann on The Fan.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Oh, wow. Looks like Jeff Walker has bullied landfill into playing my favorite Friday song, the great Rebecca Black with Friday.
7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going ticking.
I try to tell these young bucks, I'm like, or at least Landville, I go, Landville, of course it's cheesy, she wrote it when she was 14.
Yeah.
Her rich parents foot rolled this, you know, video and the recording studio. So this is what 14-year-old girls think about. Fridays and yeah. Eating cereal.
And in the backseat in the front seat.
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend Friday.
She did parlay this into a cameo in the Katy Perry's Last Friday Night, which is a certified banger and a great video. Here we go. Pump your fist in the air. Yeah! Yeah! All right. It's that mood, and not just a Friday, but also a holiday Friday, where you can tell that most of the crucial transactions in business and life have pretty much been wrapped up. Today is one of those. This is like a walkthrough for you football players when they, instead of a practice, they're like, we're gonna have a walkthrough.
Yeah, this is the day before the game. This is straight walkthrough. This is in dressed like we dress. We are dressed for the walkthrough.
Well, this is my nice dress. I wore a colored shirt today.
This
is dressed up for
a regular Saturday. Normally, I remember we would go out there and just after the meeting, walk out there and just, all right, Jack Wright, line up in position, call a play. You just turn. All right, their coach would like 10, 15 plays. See y'all tonight.
Did that have any nutritional football value to it, or was it literally just to get you guys out of bed?
Well, get us out of bed for the most part. Like getting into the meetings and stuff, going over to practice the day, the the practice from the day before, and then, you know, looking at the last tidbit of things, going out there, you go through basically the plays that they had designed for the first 12, 15, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you just boom, 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 get ready for them, make sure everybody's mentally there, and then get out of there. It was normally basically a waste of time.
You know what changed my view of the NBA inalterably forever was when a guy who in the league said, oh, yeah, shoot-arounds, they're literally just to get the guys out of bed. They will go to the club till 4 a.m. and sleep all day until game time if needed. The shoot-around has no nutritional value. It's just to make sure they have one thing they have to do. Yeah. Otherwise, they'll get suspended. You got to wake up and go shoot and dribble. This is not helpful. It's just getting them up.
I can see guys saying that because I know when I have some friends and my cousin in basketball, they'll come into town in D.C., and I'm like, man, y'all have curfew? He's like, curfew? What's that? I mean, it's 2:30 in the morning. We're still out. So,
yeah, okay. No curfew, but make sure you're at shoot-around, that's for sure.
Yeah.
While we glanced upon what we're wearing, I wanted your thoughts on the uniforms the Seahawks rolled out last night. They were called the Rivalry Series, which now joins in the NFL Color Rush Series, along with the typical throwbacks. So we're starting to get closer and closer to the NBA where there's seven different uniform types that go into a team's arsenal of types. Home, road, throwback, rivalry, city edition, NBA Cup edition, blah, blah, blah. We got this rivalry series, and last night Seattle wore a wolf gray jersey that had wave-inspired patterns that produced a ripple effect that also carried down to the pant stripes. They had a metallic chrome green helmet that was meant to reflect the color of raindrops on the streets of Seattle, according to the release I saw. Did you like what they wore?
I thought the uniforms were cool, but I'm not a uniform guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't really care. Mm-hmm. I mean, as long as the shoulder pads and the helmet work. Put what you want to put on it, and let's go.
All right. Well, I thought they were kind of cool, but we're getting to the point where I'm like, all right, what's the rhyme or reason for this? Just to sell another jersey?
You're darn right. You know it's why? Christmas time. Sell.
When they started talking about bringing back the Super Bowl era jerseys here.
Which they did.
You'd be amazed how many people were calling and discussing it.
Oh, I know.
Then
many fans are very into it.
I went and I looked at it, and I'm like, damn, people really are into this? Like, some people care more about them wearing the uniform than they care about how good they playing in the damn uniform. So
I know, but a lot of years. But
as long as it got a lot of people like that and they can sell it,
yeah,
they'll have 100 jerseys.
Well, a lot of years when the team wasn't good, all you had was what the uniform looked like. Yeah. And if it brought back warm and fuzzies, the actual Redskins Super Bowl era uniform is a pretty trashy, dated, early 80s bike athletic type aesthetic with big thick lines on the pants. Like it's not modern at all.
Yeah.
But people like it because the team looked
they won.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, college football.
It all comes back to that.
Winning. College football playoffs begin tonight. One game tonight, three tomorrow that'll have to fight against the NFL. Tonight's game is a good one. Oklahoma, Alabama, the 8 seed versus the 9 seed. Oklahoma's at home. They're a 1.5-point favorite in this one. They beat Alabama earlier this year by 2, 23-21, down in Tuscaloosa. There are rumors still swirling about Kalen DeBoer that he could theoretically still be going to Michigan after this game if they lose. I don't think Alabama's looked anything like the Alabama of vintage under Nick Saban in at least a month and a half. They had a few moments of it this year. We're like, oh, I see it. Alabama's back. But I would take Oklahoma tonight -1.5.
Yeah, man. Kalen DeBoer, he came there from Washington not knowing the seriousness of how football is down here. And the difference between the SEC, and I know some people go, well, the SEC is not tough top to bottom. But the thing about the SEC, you're getting something every week.
Oh, yeah.
And in Washington, he had those weeks where he probably didn't have to worry about anything, no matter what. He's going to be having to worry about everything in the SEC.
Well, especially now with programs like Vandy, suddenly a very tough out. The league has gotten a lot tougher for
sure. There you go.
That's one of two rematches in this first round. Tulane Ole Miss, which is tomorrow.
3:30. They destroyed Tulane the first time.
Yeah, by 35.
Yeah.
And they're playing them again. So Ole Miss, without their coach Lane Kiffin, with their new permanent interim, Pete Golding, he's been given the job, they're only 17.5. This line stinks to me. Why, if they beat them once by 35, and accepting the fact that maybe Lane Kiffin's worth a touchdown, which is a lot, why is the line not 20, 25? Especially when Tulane's coach, John Sumrall, is on his way to Florida as soon as the clock hits zeros.
But I think Lane Kiffin, the way he is a different coach. Lane is trying to beat you by 100. Some of these other coaches got a little, you know, feeling.
Do you think they'll back off? Golding will back off a bit?
I can see that.
Okay.
I can see some, it's like some coaches are the Lane Kiffin type.
Okay.
What's my name? Urban Meyer types who,
well,
we're going to score as many as we can on you.
Well, that's definitely what Dan Lanning at Oregon is all about. I'm going to talk about that game in a second. But, you know, I think that Ole Miss is going to lose a handful of coaches to LSU, but they're staying through the playoffs.
Through the games, yeah.
So the guts of the operation for Ole Miss are still there. And Kiffin is great when it comes to designing offenses, calling plays, and being that figurehead of a program that can attract today's NIL athlete. So the fact he's gone just for the short spell of the playoff run, I don't think it's going to have that much of an effect. Program-wise, and 2-3 years down the road, it's going to be big. But for now, I think Ole Miss ought to be very viable. And so I'd be tempted to lay the 17.5 because it looks like there's a 50% off sale. 35 points the first time, only 17.5 this time. 17.5 times 2, carry the 1, bye-bye. But then I'm like, it's a trap. Whenever it looks too good to be true, it's a trap. It's an Admiral Akbar game. It's a trap, Star Wars nerd. I'm going to take Tulane in this one plus the 17.5. Then we've got Oregon, James Madison. That'll be at 7:30 tomorrow night.
What's that line?
On TNT, the line is 21. James U's coach Bob Chesney is already ticketed for UCLA, so he's leaving after this game, or if they win, the next week. Funny that all my JMU friends, including Steve Buckhand, said to me this week, he's like, I just hope we don't get embarrassed. I go, what does that mean? He goes, you know, lose by 20. And I said, that's the spread. I said, if you lose by 20, you did exactly what everyone thought.
Like,
why would this be embarrassing?
Hey, you made it to the playoffs.
Do you think JMU has a puncher's chance? Do you think any of these group of five teams in the future have a puncher's chance to even get out of the first
round?
In
the future, I believe yes, because I think that NIL thing is going to level things a lot.
Okay.
Because guys want to play.
Mm-hmm.
The guys are not keen on going to a school and just sitting on the bench for 2 or 3 years anymore. They want to play.
Sure.
And you can play 1 year at this school and go to another school. So it may be a school out there that may end up with a bunch of people. Because let's be real. Indiana last year was in football like they are this year. You could change it up in 1-2 years.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so I believe there's going to be a team that's going to roll in there and going to really upset one of the big boys.
You remember the years where Saban at Alabama would have just like rows of shark's teeth of talent where they're just stacked up. And so
he had 5 stars everywhere.
They'd lose 11 guys to the draft. The next year, you're like, holy crap, who's this dude? And the answer is that dude was sitting on their roster not playing for 2 full years.
Mm-hmm.
One is a redshirt, one is a guy who got limited playing time, and boom, now his time is ready. Well, that got blown up, and that's part of why Nick Saban retired when he did.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I said that people don't want to agree with me, but that's the reason.
They don't?
Yeah. No, he was just ready to go. No, he was ready to go because he knew the playing field was being leveled.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Same thing with Jay Wright at Villanova.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Bennett at UVA. They saw that what they had done to be good was not going to even exist, and they're like, that's it, I'm out.
I'm out.
Texas A&M Miami is the early game tomorrow. That's a nooner. A&M, 3.5-point favorite over a Miami team that I don't know if I really believe in, per se, but Texas A&M has a long history of being chokers. So it would not shock me if they choked this game away. This one feels like gambling, but I'll take A&M minus.
That's going to be the closest game, I think, out there.
Yeah. So the larger question I have is, are you excited? Are you jacked up for this? Like, I always thought that this would be a bigger deal, and it doesn't feel that way. And as I said to a friend, I go, look, if you gave me a 20-year bet and I said, I'll give you all 8 teams in the first round, I get the teams, the 4 teams that are on a bye, and whoever wins the title at whatever odds they were, I get paid out that money. And if you, one of your 8 teams wins, it'll be longer odds. You win that money. I said I would be willing to bet over 20 years, my returns on that wager would outpace yours 2 or 3 to 1.
I think you ought to be concerned, though.
But I just don't think this round is even necessary, is my point. I think 8 might actually be the right number, and instead, they're probably going to expand to 16 instead.
They're going
to
keep pushing it. But like Brian just said this thing, a third of the Indiana roster was on JMU 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
No, so let's just think about that. That school was able to produce that type of success for their team.
Yeah.
If you just get the top players from around, you could pick some of those guys, you're now going to be competing with those other guys.
Yeah. So. All right, coming up, booger flicking. I never thought I'd talk about that on sports radio, but I will next. You're listening to JP and Finley. Just JP and Finley. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley here on the Fan. Zabe sitting in. I'll get it.
Hey, it's B. Mitch here. And fellas, if you're still rocking those tight old polos with floppy collars, it's time to step it up. Collars & Co. gives you that crisp dress shirt look with the comfort of your favorite polo. I wear mine to the studio, hit the golf course, or even out just for a night on the town. There are no wrinkles, no dry cleaner. You just throw it on and you're ready to roll. Collarsandco.com. And you can check them out right now in person. You go to their new store in Congressional Plaza right there in Rockville. They're stocked up with all your holiday shopping needs. Tell them B. Mitch sent you.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I forgot it's a Vodka Red Bull Friday here on B. Mitch and Finley, powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. I saw a bottle of it right out there. Is that mine for coming in to fill in for JP?
You saw a bottle?
Yeah, I did. Unopened with an old Santa hat.
We may want to open that.
You're a big vodka guy, B. Mitch.
Vodka, tequila, bourbon. I mean,
I thought you were big on the vodka cranberry.
I used to be.
That was your go to.
That was like back in the days, eh?
It was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Back in the day, 6 years ago?
6 years ago. I went to bourbon. Now I like Reposado tequila.
Okay, there's nothing you won't run into if you want to get
it. I mean, I'll try it out. If it ends up being good, like right now my kick is Reposado. It's a tequila with some little splash of ginger ale in it.
Nice.
I mean, the Reposado has kind of like a cinnamon taste to it.
Okay.
And you mix it with the ginger ale, outstanding.
Good. Yeah, well, yeah. I listened to the Junkies drinking episode, their annual drinking party at Hyde Social this morning. It was hilarious.
What are they drinking? They drink everything, and they drink multiple stuff?
I couldn't see what they were drinking. I'd watch the live stream coming in.
I know they
YouTube.
Had a real bar here last year when we walked in. They had everything.
Yeah. It's such a great bit. I love hearing it. It's funny. But I thought about it, and I thought, what happens if one day one of the Junkies goes on the wagon and becomes sober? Let's say, you know, they just had a problem with it and they're like, I can't drink anymore.
But EB, I don't think Lurch was even drinking this morning from what I was hearing.
Oh,
he said he had something to go do. So he didn't do it and he drove there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it doesn't kill the bit. As long as a couple of the Junkies.
As long as somebody's doing it.
Could you do it? Because to me, it's a bit much for me to start drinking at 6.
I have to be honest, okay? When I go on golf trips with the guys, that's a daily thing.
You'll start drinking on the first tee in the morning.
First tee?
Before.
When you get up for breakfast. During a round of golf, after golf, till you hang out playing cards and stuff at night, and then you wake up the next morning, you repeat. You know, when we go to abandoned dunes, come on, man.
Okay, I didn't know it was that early. I know
we got a couple guys that don't drink.
Right.
So the house that I normally rent, it's like four or seven bedrooms. And so everybody can just, you kick it. If you get to the point, you can't go to stay there till the next morning. We'll get to the place.
There's one trip that has a penalty shot of bourbon for the high score the previous day. So you have to take that penalty shot on the range. Which is not much if you got a bunch of real alcoholics that like to drink hard early.
Yeah,
I usually wait till, you know, the sun gets to lunchtime, and then afternoon round, Captain Diet's flowing throughout the afternoon. Great golf course drink for me. But I can't imagine getting up at 6 a.m. saying, okay, let's get intoxicated.
Last time we went to Washington and we played Chambers Bay and all that, yeah.
Okay.
I think 6 was about a good time. We were teeing off around 7:30, 8 o'clock, yeah.
Who this we, by the way? How do I get to be part of that we?
Just let me know you want to go. We always got trips.
In.
All right, let's ride.
I'm in. I'm going to ask my wife first, though. let me get permission first.
Hey, Laffy, I'm noticing that seat right there. They agreed to do something. Then they realize, I got to talk to the wife.
Right. I got to clear this. I got to clear this with Congress first. I don't know where the votes yet. Got to put a spending package together to get this passed. So I never thought I would talk about flicking boogers on sports radio, but here we are. In the latest edition of the No Fun League, several Detroit Lions say that the referees warned them last week in their game against the Rams that if they didn't stop doing their first down celebration, which involved an exaggerated finger up the nose and then a flicking point in the direction of the first down as if they were flicking a booger, that if they didn't stop, they would be thrown a flag and penalized for a improper celebration.
Get off of yourself. Get over yourself, referees. As long as they ain't flicking it on somebody, they're acting like they're flicking something. What the hell is wrong with the league, man?
They have too much money and too much time on their hands, and they've realized there's no amount of dumb crap they can come up with that'll ruin that will make people not watch. There's a lot of parts of the NFL now that are kind of ruined for me, but of course I still watch because the good parts are still spectacular and what else is going to do during the damn winter. But that said, this is a case of you got to be kidding me, but the answer is no, we're not. On the St. Brown's Bros podcast with Amon-Ra and his brother EQ, he said, we did it on the first drive. Our receiver coach, Scotty Montgomery, comes through after the first drive and says, hey, man, ref says you guys can't do that no more. I'm like, what the? Really? You can't dig in your nose and flick it? That's crazy, NFL. Why can't I dig up my nose and flick it?
But my question is, like, I understand the – we'll talk about it later.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. But I know that they can't do the hip thrust, anything that's sexual.
Yes, I understand
anything that is excretory, poo-poo, pee-pee. You can't do anything weapon-wise, including bows and arrows.
I understand that, but the
now,
flick, I don't know.
Put boogers and flicking them on the list of stupid from the NFL. I hear Paisanos is fueling today's show, Landfill. So excited for that. I'm here for the free lunch. Don't tell CK that I'd do this show for free if it were just for the lunch. I would like a few bucks.
He just heard it.
Hour three coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.